All right, welcome everybody. This is Michelle, and this is our quarterly planning call. And this is our first. So we have, you know, I've taught about quarterly planning in different ways in different parts of the community at different times, but we are diving in today because it's so important. It's so important to be able to plan. What am I going to do for the next 3 months that actually puts me on track for the life that I want, that actually has me living the life that I want, creating the business that I want? So that's what we're doing today. I want to start just with a brief meditation today. So usually I suggest that you go lie down. We do the full meal deal, but today I just want us to start with a couple of minutes. This time around can be video on, video off, doesn't matter to me. Just a seated meditation. I do suggest that if you're wearing glasses, that you take them off. Glasses take us out into the world. And when we take them off, it's just a signal for us to go inward. We're very trained by our glasses to be out into the world. So glasses off, sit in a place where you are comfortable, where you're, if your arms or legs are crossed, uncross them. Feet planted firmly on the ground. Eyes closed. And already right here, notice if the chin is up or down. Chin up tends to be ego, chin down, we're, you know, unworthiness, right? So just the position of our chin will change our companies and our lives. Can you find a place where the chin is just neutral, neither up nor down? And then in this quiet seated place, imagine a golden string, golden thread, better, drawing the crown of the head to the sky. So feel as that thread draws upwards, that the whole spine aligns, that the side waist, the side ribs, everything expands upward, the feet and the buttocks where you're sitting stay grounded, but out of that, there's a lift and extension to the sky. Notice if you're leaning forward or leaning back. Forward, we're anxious to get into the future. We are in a rush. Leaning back, we're a little hesitant and pulling back. So find that space where, again, the crown of the head is pulled to the sky with that golden thread. You are aligned, centered in the present. Here. One other piece I want you to notice, sometimes we thrust our whole face forward. We're anxious to get into the future. Sometimes we're nervous about things. Sometimes our face draws back in. We're pulling back away from people. So can you just draw the face back just a little? We're often off into the future, chin out, head thrusting forward. Draw the face just back. Slightly. Feel the alignment again with that string, crown of the head to the sky. And now from that length through the torso and the opening of the chest, relax the shoulders. So we have a base to sit, open, alert, heart-centered open, and then we release the weight of the world off our shoulders. Roll the shoulders back and down. You can even do that to release the shoulders. And the hands can just rest gently about mid-thigh, so the elbows are right beneath the shoulders. They hang right beneath the shoulders. Palms can be up or down, either way, whatever's comfortable for you. You can try it both ways. Palms up, shoulders are open. Palms down, you'll feel grounded. So try both ways and choose the way that's right for you today. The eyes are softly closed. Soften the skin of the face. Soften the jaw. Relax the tongue. Let it rest in the bottom of the mouth gently. Soft throat. Soft jaw. Soft eyes. Watch the breath. You can choose a focal point for the breath. You can watch the chest or the belly rising and falling, or just watching the breath coming in and out through the nostrils. Choose a focal point, one place, and watch the breath. Let go of any thoughts as they arise. Let them go as unimportant right now. You're practicing and watching and being present. The thought, so unimportant. Let it go. Watch the breath. One pointed attention. Watch the breath. Feel the alignment of the body, the upright spine. Feel the openness of the heart center. Feel the ease of breath in this quiet moment together. Relaxing any tension you find anywhere. Be at ease with the breath. And letting go of this quiet meditation, this brief centering practice. And softly, slowly open your eyes. Return to our virtual circle. And always, we're training one pointed attention. There might be a million things that you don't like. It doesn't matter. They'll fall away when we don't pay attention to them. It doesn't matter. But you loved something. There's always something we love. What did you love in your practice today? Different, a meditative practice. They're like cousins to each other. Meditation and Shavasana. Who would like to share first? What did you love today? And you can softly open your eyes if you haven't yet. Wow, Heidi, Diane, that was almost instantaneously the same. Heidi, I think I saw you like a microsecond sooner. And then Diane, Heidi.
I loved the new idea for me that when to be aligned in time, not only space, when if we're forward, we're in the future. And if we're back, we're hesitating in the past. And I thought, I love that idea that when I'm straight and I'm present now, I was like, oh, I love that idea. I love that today.
I just knew that we had to do this. We are almost always in Shavasana. Sometimes I teach a brief meditation, but thank you for that. And, you know, most of you, perhaps all of you have heard that I walk into a room and people's stories are just sitting in their shoulders. I just see their, you know, before they even say anything, right? And now we're all sitting up a little straighter, me too. You know, like, oh, what's my story here? Right? Let the editor go. But this is part of it. This is part of it. Like, are we sitting comfortable in our own skin? You know, see people walking in a room like this. It's like, ooh. You'll see me walking like that. It depends on what happened before. It's okay. Be gentle with yourself, right? Somebody's walking in. It's written right into our bodies. Can we be aligned in how we sit? Bring that into the rest of our day. Thank you. Beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. Diane, what did you love in our meditation practice today?
Some of it relates to what Heidi said. And when you were saying, you know, about leaning forward and rushing into the future and then having your chin more down and the unworthiness, that kind of struck home too with me. So the awareness of being present and standing straighter, more in alignment, is something to, for me, to be able to start to practice more.
Thank you. Beautiful. And we can do this everywhere, at the grocery store. How are you standing? Can you notice without judgment? It's like, oh, I'm supposed to stand up straight. No, it's not a supposed to. It's like, how am I being in the world, in my body? I walk on stage. I meet somebody networking. I'm about to start a strategy session. Who am I being? It's written right into our bodies. Here's some of the simple ways that that's happening. So thank you for noticing that. And, you know, often I think, when I think about this chin part, I think of, let's see, you don't need to know who it is, but one of my mentors from years and years ago, like start working with him, you know, over 10 years ago now, I worked with him many years ago, and brilliant man, learned a ton from him, but you know how he works, how he bees in the world. And I'm sure he wasn't aware of it as he stood on stage speaking to everybody. And he was always like this, you know, lots of ego in that guy, you know, like lots of pride, like ego, pride. There were things that were getting in his way that he didn't even know about, but I could plainly see sitting in the audience. And some of that was push ego, you know, archetypally masculine. I don't mean gendered masculine. I mean, archetypally in our world, right? And some of that helped him to create some wonderful things. And part of that, not so much, and stuff getting in the way because of that. And it could be seen just the way that he was standing. So, you know, you're going to go throughout your week this week, see people at the grocery store or in traffic or walking down the street. You're going to be seeing different things and noticing yourself. And again, you know, I'm sure I've done all pieces of that, and we all have, but just noticing how we be in our world. And then you get to choose, right? Then you get to choose. Thank you, Diane. Beautiful. Anything else about this meditation today? Yeah, Anna Maria, thank you.
I thought it was so interesting because it was resonating for me a lot when I'm riding my horses or training my horses, having the alignment that I want to have when I feel grounded, relaxed, and in really connecting with them. But I know sometimes you try too hard and then you sit up a lot. Sometimes you're a little bit not aware of your body or present enough. So it's amazing. Your chin really tightens your body. If you hunch or put your chin too down, then you're a little bit too round. But if you just keep your chin normal, then you're in really good alignment with the horse.
So beautiful. I love that. Alignment with the horse, alignment in your world. It changes how those other ways we tend to leak energy as well, right? Like we're trying too hard, we're feeling down and not big, like we've lost big self. So we can have so much more energy by the end of our day. And as we move throughout our day, energy for the work that we're doing in this quarterly planning call. It's like, what do I want to have with me and who I'm being as I move into that day, that week, that month, of that quarter, right? So beautiful. Thank you. You guys got it. Yay. Anything. I mean, there wasn't one thing to get, many, many things. There's as many different experiences of that and what you brought home, what your aha was as our people in this room, right? But I'm loving what I'm hearing here. Anything else wanting to be shared about this meditative practice? Yeah, Heidi.
It was just when you said that, Michelle, your instruction in the very beginning, you know, what did you love? And I thought, well, isn't that also the core question with the planning?
Exactly. Thank you. What did you love? What did you love? And what a perfect way, because one of the things we do when we're doing quarterly planning is we want to complete the last quarter. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. And here's what most people do out there. Well, I didn't do it right. I missed these things. Let me tell you about all the things that went wrong. I'm beating myself up about it. I didn't love any of that. It was all wrong. Okay, now let me plan my quarter. How's it going to go? It's so obvious, and yet we miss it, right? So thank you for that, Heidi. We train that over and over and over again here. What did you love? 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 And then that's what our eyes will see. Remember that 11 million bits of information we're bombarded with every second. We can only pay attention to 40 of them. And then what do we make of those 40? And then we live in a completely different life, right? So thank you for underlining that, Heidi. Beautiful. Anything else wanting to be shared before we move into the next piece? Okay, fantastic. As most of you know, I'm working with doing these little mini recordings for you. We'll see how this goes in the long run. But if you want to just redo that meditation, then you can find that easily. So there's our meditation piece done.